If you want to make a first date memorable, you really only have one of two options. Either you can be very romantic, or you have to expose them to something that has a high rate of mortality.
Whoa,
it's
what?
Either flowers or funerals. Okay. No in between if you want to make somebody remember a first date.
Okay.
And oh Raul is on the phone right now to do a second date update. And he is a man that I can respect because he did one of those things. Raul, what's up, man? How are you?
I don't know. I don't think it worked out for me, man.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me that she's actually dead.
Yeah, what?
No, well, I mean, she might as well be.
Yeah.
I,
no, she is. She is. We're actually going to attempt to call her with a Ouija board.
Ooh, cool. We're doing a seance.
First
second date update
from beyond the grave.
Yeah, no.
Sweet.
No, she's alive. I'm sure she's fine. She's just not talking to me, you know?
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Before we get into what you actually did on your date, tell us a little bit about her. What's her name?
Justine.
Uh-huh. Okay, and where'd you meet her?
We met online.
Okay.
I thought she was really, really cute, and, you know, she had beautiful eyes. They were amazing. And I loved her bio. You know, she said that she's a risk taker, and, you know, you don't see that too often.
Okay, and what does that mean to you to be a risk taker?
You know, I don't know. It's being spontaneous and trying new things, you know?
Okay. Dude, it's a living without a schedule. I like it.
Wow.
You are a wild man, Raul.
Yeah, I can be sometimes.
Yeah,
okay, sounds like it, Raul. So what did you plan for your date?
Well, I thought I would surprise her, talk about being spontaneous. So I told her we were going to a restaurant, and I gave her the address. And when she showed up at the restaurant, you know, obviously she assumed that we were going to be eating there. And I said, hey, you know, actually, we're actually going down the road. And,
whoa.
And so she was, like, wondering what it was.
Yeah, I'd be scared of you, Raul.
Yeah.
I would be nervous.
I'm going to go with Jubal on this one. Like, first date off a dating app or the internet or whatever, surprises usually aren't going to work for you.
Yeah, I think she saw that I was trustworthy. You know, I'm a trustworthy person. I wasn't going to take her to the middle of a field or something.
But you kind of did.
What?
What did you guys do?
Yeah, that's a good point. I kind of did.
Yeah,
right.
You did, actually.
Oh, okay, now you're laughing about it, Raul. You do sound a little crazy, buddy.
It was in the spirit of risk-taking, you know? So I took her down the road, and I took her to a skydiving center.
No
You took her surprise skydiving on your first date.
No.
That's crazy.
Bad idea.
Yeah.
Bad. That's bad, Raul. That's like something that people have to think of, you know, or like a bucket list item. It's something that you wait your whole life to do if you're going to do it.
Yeah, but she was totally into it, you know?
Really?
She was?
Well, you know, we'd been chatting online already about it, and she said that she really wanted to do it. So I thought, why not surprise her with that?
Okay.
What did she say? What were her words when you're like, ta-da, we're jumping out of an airplane?
I could tell she sort of had that glint in her eye, and I could tell that she was into it.
Wow, you were lucky.
Gosh.
And I already paid for it, too.
Oh, okay. So that makes it that makes it even better, yeah, for sure.
Because that's expensive. Yeah. That is not a cheap date.
How did everything go when you actually jumped out of an airplane?
Okay. All right. So this is the part that's hard to talk about. But so we go through all the training and everything, right? And you have to go through the position and all this stuff. And it's a tandem dive where you have, you know, the instructor is sort of glued to your back.
Right.
And so I'm supposed to jump first.
Mm-hmm.
And they open the door, and I look down, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't jump.
What?
Oh, buddy.
So you're sitting there with one of the instructors strapped to your back, about to push you off the airplane, and... Would you stop him?
I just started yelling, no, no. And, you know, I fought him, and I freaked out. And I wigged out.
Oh, that, man.
I mean,
you know, this whole time I know she's watching all this. And it just, so I went and, you know, we got out of the way, and then she went and she jumped. No problem at all. I mean, no hesitation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you actually jump, or did you just hang out on the plane?
Well, no. So, like, you know, they talked to me, and then we circled around, you know, to the spot, and then... I finally jumped, yes.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
dude, that's awesome. Raul,
wow,
you like
man.
Beat your fear and you made it happen. What was it like?
Let me tell you, I have to be honest, I hated it.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, you know.
Oh, poor Raul.
Skydiving is not for everybody. At least you figured it out that day. Too bad it had to be on a first date with somebody who seems like they probably liked it.
Yeah, and then when we landed, the instructor was like joking around that he went deaf from me screaming in his ear.
Oh, man. And what was her response to this whole experience?
I mean, she said I was very brave and et cetera, but I could just tell that, you know, she was sort of, I felt she was like laughing at me inside, you know? I mean, it was embarrassing.
And how did everything end after the date? You know, kissing, or did she hold you like a baby and let you cry? How'd it work?
No, it was just uncomfortable. And I asked her if she wanted to go, you know, get a bite to eat. And she said she was just really tired from all the day's activities, which I understood. So, you know, we just gave each other a hug and, you know, we said goodbye.
Oh, man, that did not work out how you expected it to, did it?
Nope.
Yeah. And is that the last you've heard from her, or have you guys talked at all since?
I mean, I've tried to reach her. You know, I texted her, I emailed. I haven't heard back.
Okay, well, play a song, come back, and then call her and find out if you, being a little scaredy cat on the plane, is causing you not to get a second date.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
Yeah, no problem. All right, we'll get your second date update right after this. Hang on.